Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Everything, I mean, that you started.
Yep.
It's called finishing what you started. And with all due respect, like I said, I know you're missing the moment of being up on the stage with Silver, but you gotta finish this off. And I would have, you know, I guess if I'm a GM or a front office guy, and I might have a question about this, and just in terms of, are you a guy who typically finishes what you start? Because here you did not. And I'm not saying there's another incident like this, because there's never going to be a time that you're going again in the NBA draft and you're putting off your job for that. But I would have some questions about commitment level if everything you're telling me on the facts is what is.
Yeah,
I got one stand.
Yeah, right.
He's going to get drafted too, but you're coming. Why? Because
yes.
You wanted to be up on the stage? Well, how important is pictures and likes and all that to you? I would need to know and hear it from him.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this was once in a lifetime opportunity.
Right.
I had dreamed of it. My family and I had planned on it.
Yep.
I'd let my team know maybe
right.
beforehand that
right.
this was a possibility. I think I would want to hear that too, maybe.
Yeah. No,
because it does kind of look like you leaving, like you're bailing,
I think the timing is like really, really unfortunate. Like on a human level, I understand why he would want to be on stage. Like you get drafted one time your whole life, right? Like, you know. It you're not going to get caught on a stage again. Your family's not going to get to see you.
You don't get it back.
Shake that hand.
I get that.
And honestly, brother, like you can play in the Bundesliga finals again. You know, like
you're telling me it's their finals.
It is their finals. It is 100% their finals.
It's not the NBA finals, which matters to the world.
That's right.
This doesn't matter to the world.
You can go.
That
play,
is different.
You can go play in the finals for Ratio Farm Ohm in 7 years.
But what about homeboy playing?
No, I think that makes it worse, right?
Yeah,
but
he's it does.
Not, but Singh is projected to go higher than him. You know, I don't think Ben Seraph is a lottery pick projected. He's a first rounder, but not a, you know, which I guess changes the cheese a little bit. I don't know. I'm very conflicted about this because, yes, like my instinct is, you're abandoning your team.
I'm with you if Ben's not there doing it too. If
right.
Ben's not there playing, you're still telling me he's a possible
rounder. He's still playing in the finals.
Yeah, and they all go up on the stage, and in first rounders, Silver, whole way through, whether
yep.
you're lottery or whether
that's
you're
right.
back of first round.
That's right.
So there ain't much difference there, and Seraph staying to play to win the thing.
Yep.
Seraph could play. Might think Bundesliga don't matter either. He could go over, hey, I'm still going to be a first rounder, go up
yeah.
there. He's missing that opportunity too. I'm just saying it does make it a little worse when you've got one that's staying in there.
Yep.
Especially if you are the two guys on that team. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? The main guys. How much does it hurt their chances
yeah.
of winning, too?
Well, he's not playing that well in these finals. He's only
okay.
averaging 3 points a game.
We're talking about a dude that's freaking in. Why
okay.
did you tell me from the get-go this dude's averaging 3 and he's about to go in the lottery?
He averaged 12.4 in the Euro Cup, I mean, and for the campaign. I mean, so he's just having a – he's just having,
Jalen against Denver type
right.
series.
But I would obviously like, okay, if this guy's averaging 3 points a game in the damn
Bundesliga,
maybe he shouldn't be a top 10 pick. So all of it's kind of a red flag. All of it's kind of a red flag. It's
red,
a red
flags
flag.
Everywhere.
Yes. And that's why, of course, he's going to be a top 10 pick.
Is he quitting because he's not having a good finals?
I mean, I'm sure
it's
kind of
sounds,
of it.
Yeah, I'm really wanting to get those quitter questions
right.
and commitment questions
right.
now.
Right. I'm not playing well. You
when
guys
you
don't
me
need
me. Tell
me
of his struggles?
Yeah.
Yes. That
yeah.
matters to me as a front office guy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I'm conflicted about it. Because, like, if it were your son, you would want them to go get on that. Like, you would want to see your son walk across that stage, right? You would. You don't care about the Bundesliga, bro. You didn't grow up watching the Bundesliga. You don't have any reverence for it. You don't care about it. And he's not even playing well. You would say, get your ass to New York. We're going to the draft.
But I tell Chris, finish what he starts, everything he starts.
So, it's a very conflicting story.
It's tough for me.
I think I would tell my
son,
we're doing the draft. Forget it. I don't care what they think about you in Germany, whatever. We're getting the picture with your mother, okay?
But you don't. It's after that we get to go up on the stage with our son. We don't go up there with him during.
We don't go up
maybe
with
after
him.
You do get to take, seem like the oars and all that. They
yeah,
were,
sure.
The oars. Tui and them were up there on stage
yeah.
with oar.
Damn.
You
who adopted who, man?
Yeah, we should flip. Maybe that. Maybe every other year they should be the oars, you know, just kind of payback and make it equal. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
You do get that moment afterwards.
Yeah, you
like.
Definitely.
But with Silver, though, does the family get the picture with
I don't
Silver?
Think so. I don't so think it's Silver.
I'm
but so it's
I'm
like
going you, back to with, you, with
it's
what
still
you
the,
said about
the setting, though. You get the picture in the setting.
It
like,
can't be about me.
Yeah.
See, and if it's dad and you're making the NBA thing,
yeah.
I don't want it. Can't be about me. That's fine. No, there's no. No, I think.
But like, are you?
Hey, it's the NBA. We grew up American. What are we talking about? I'm going to want to be
right.
at the draft.
Now
this
guy
is different.
He did. He's
this
French.
Is different.
He didn't grow up on the NBA.
I'm going to want Chris at the draft. We're Americans. Different. You can't
like
use
the,
me.
Like the average example for us would be like walking across a high school graduation stage, right? It's like you want to do that. You want to walk across that high school graduation stage. So you know, and your family wants to see it. Everybody wants to cheer for you and hoot and holler and all that. Like, so you got to do it. Some people don't do it. Some people don't want to walk across the stage, you know. But for me, it was important to do it, you know. And it will be important for me to see my children do it, college graduate, whatever the case may be.
I get it.
So I'm going to say.
I don't think there's a wrong answer.
Yeah. I think
it's personal.
I think, like, on an emotional, human level, like, he should walk across the stage for his parents.
If he's not quitting.
If
for this bad finals,
if he's not quitting, yes. If he goes back, if they lose game four and he goes back, you know,
I'm just saying,
yeah,
when we're going to talk to him,
yeah. So I don't know when they may close it out tonight. I don't know when it is. I don't know when. Oh, it's game four is tonight, so they may close it out tonight.
Maybe he can.
He's already gone. He's already here.
Oh, okay. So, well, they're not. It doesn't sound like they were going to miss his three.
Yeah. It's 3 points a game, but it's still going to be a top 10 pick.
You said 12 last. You said this guy's obviously a player.
Season.
There's potential there.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what he's getting drafted for. So, anyway, very interesting draft story here.
Well, it is,
and it's divisive. Goodman says it's a red flag. He tweeted about it. He said it's a good. He said it's a red flag on this guy.
Yeah.
He wouldn't take him. But I don't know. I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Jason Fitz going to join us at 125. Stick around, Jason and John. I'm trying to find ESPN.
The Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency, they are the best, man. They are here to be your shoulder. They are here to be your guidance. They're here to help you make the most money for your home when you're selling it. That's the goal, right? They're going to be honest with you. Some of these places are going to tell you, oh, yeah, listed at X, Y, and Z, and then your house sits for 2 months. And you're like, well, what's going on? Why is my house not selling? Like, Live Love Group's going to explain that to you. They're going to be able to be honest with you and get your home on the move. But you got to reach out. So to livelovememphis.com.
901-625-5200 is the number. 901-625-5200. Call it when you're comfortable. Jennifer has a way of making you comfortable, especially if you're in a situation that she can have you coming out shining like a rose. That's what she did for me back in 2018. I didn't have to spend nearly what I thought I was going to have to spend to get the home on the market. And then she got me more money than I thought was possible. And that was for my home in Raleigh back in 18. She's still doing it now. Just did it for Reggie. Had Reggie comfortable. Waited till he was ready. Got that home sold. Wrote the strongest offer here recently for them. They got an amazing home in a cove. All their closing costs were covered. Sellers were super kind. That's how I can work with Jen. You just need to make the call. 625-5200. It's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
All right, as we speak, I don't know if it's like a parade. I don't know if it's, I guess it's all kind of going down right now. Yeah, there's a parade going on, and before a parade, there's like, you know, a gathering at the arena. I guess it's Paycom Arena for these Oklahoma City Thunder. Obviously, they are NBA champions in 2024 and 2025. And listen, I mean, I could talk about the fact that Hardenstein's wearing a Collison shirt, you know, in honor of Nick Collison.
Tribute.
Alex Caruso's wearing a shirt of the Mount Rushmore, but all of the faces are of himself.
Who's doing that?
Caruso.
Okay.
And he's wearing his Lakers ring on his neck. You know, I can talk about that. Aaron Wiggins had a great speech. It's a little miniature speech. I know Memphis fans, you know, one day hope they can, you know, have one of these. This is what Aaron Wiggins said today.
It was a point where they tried to call us the black hole of the NBA. But 4 years later, when they mentioned the Thunder organization, when they mentioned Clay Bennett, when they mentioned Sam Presti, when they mentioned Mark Dagnall, and every single one of you in this arena, they got to mention you as NBA champ. And that's it.
I mean, I got to say that. That's a great little minute of, you know, like it gets the people going. You hear the people going there? You got to mention them as NBA champs, Jason.
Maybe it's Wiggins that's been setting the culture in the locker room.
Man, no, that's his role.
That was a leadership type Salute. Statement. And it's pretty good.
Yeah, and got the message across, you know, in 45 seconds. I would challenge Aaron Wiggins to do 3 hours of talk radio, though. You know, it's easy to do 45 seconds, drop the mic, move on with your life. You know, that's easy. Do 3 hours of talk radio and be as effective. That's what I would challenge him as.
And I would challenge Caruso to put yourself on a Rushmore with some of the other league's great defensive players, not four of yourself.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who would be on that great? Like, Rodman?
Gary Payton.
The Glove.
The Glove, bro.
And put your pay some
Tony
respect.
Tony Allen.
That's how you do it.
Tony
and
Allen.
And that's a better shirt.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Great, yeah.
And put yourself on there with them.
Yeah.
Now, instead of four of yourself.
Now, did you see,
I don't like that.
This won't play on radio, but I saw this on TikTok this morning. When Caruso was doing the post-game interview after Game 7, he went on the NBA TV, and it was like Isaiah Thomas and Greenberg and Steve Smith, right? And Isaiah Thomas is talking to Alex Caruso. And, you know, Isaiah Thomas, halftime, you don't know where the hell that dude's head is, you know? And he was like, he's looking at Caruso, he goes, now, I remember when I watched you at Ohio State. Of course, he didn't play at Ohio State. He played at Texas A&M.
Dang.
And, like, Caruso, like, side-eyes the camera. You know, like, he doesn't know how to, like, respond to that. And then Isaiah Thomas says, I want to thank you for not compromising your intensity to the game. And Steve Smith's face is, like, this glazing. But like, he doesn't even know who he's talking to. He thinks he's talking to Aaron Kraft. He thinks he's talking to the Aaron Kraft white guard.
He thinks he's talking to Aaron Kraft. That's what the Ohio State reference was.
But you got to go, like, honestly, if you get a chance, I'll send it to you later. It's very cringe. It's very, very cringe. If you're into cringe content, it's very cringe. Because Isaiah Thomas literally thinks he's talking to Aaron Kraft. I get it. Both white, both kind of, you know, on the shorter side, both primary defenders, you know. But
Kraft was fiery, but he was not. He's not getting into NBA players the way Caruso did.
I get
what you're saying. Yes, point guards led their teams.
Yes.
That is foul.
It's like, how do you?
Isaiah. That is similar to all black folks look alike, what Isaiah just did to y'all.
And Aaron Kraft, by the way, is now a physician.
Guards. Is he?
Yeah.
Remember, he won some money, I want to say, in the, what do they call it, TBT.
Oh, did he?
Didn't he?
It
seemed like his teams always were out there.
We got one of those this year, and I damn near don't even want to talk about it. I feel bad talking about it.
Oh, no. This is going to be, we're finally going to get the right formula, right?
So Memphis has a TBT team. But it's not the Tigers. It's a collection of the most random players that you've ever seen from Memphis.
I'm just saying, maybe we got guys that want it more.
So it's Team 901, all right? And it's Nathan Hoover, Wofford.
Shooter.
Nate brought it. Right? I think he had like some hustle moments.
If you're white and you play for Team Thad, you can hoop.
There you go.
Period.
They have three commitments so far.
Yes.
We're going to need more, but I think Hoover would be the star of the show right now. CJ Anderson.
CJ, I just saw him at Penny Camp. He's in great shape.
Okay.
Been playing overseas. He's in the middle of a good overseas career. He's legit.
Yep.
CJ brings size, too. He's legit.
Okay.
He's our number one player right now.
Okay.
I got to put him over Hoover.
Okay, you're putting him over. Okay, fine.
Yes, yes.
And then Marcus Terrence.
Not as familiar with his work.
When I saw this name, I'm like, okay, this is like.
But I believe he'd be out here though.
Okay.
If you want to believe that.
Yeah. Like I honestly I think heard or said the name Marcus.
I need to ask Julio.
I mean, I'm not trying to like, you know, what I'm saying.
Again,
dump on it, but it's
but
like,
where have the Tiger names gotten us though, John?
I mean, that's fair. We can't get Kendrick Davis out there, bro. Man, Kendrick Davis would bone in TBT.
Man, gonna play for Texas.
I'm saying, though, we could get Kendrick Davis.
Yeah, Darius Washington out there 1 year. What good did it do us?
74-year-old Darius Washington who don't even care about staying in shape, bro.
He was TBT vet, I thought.
I mean.
At that point in
his
career.
He was, but I don't know. I will say I do enjoy TBT when it comes around. Because it comes around just about the point where I'm ready to start watching basketball again. It'll be like next month or something. But Team 901 is like, we need more.
I'm telling you, this dude, and I don't know if you remember this, but Herd mentioned him to us when we were talking about one-on-ones.
Uh-huh.
And need Diedrich on this team, too.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
But Herd mentioned this guy to us. We were talking about who could play Beasley. Yes. Who could take him out. You don't remember, but Boone.
Go they get call
Diedrich. They call him D-Ray. Donald Boone is another guy that you need on
all
this
right,
team.
Go
he
get
was
him.
The guy that Herd suggested first.
Yeah.
Played, I believe, at Hamilton.
Yeah.
He's one of the best one-on-one players in town.
Dude, go get Chioza, bro. Like, he's out here. He's not in the NBA anymore.
Is he even around?
I don't know, but I mean, I think he'd play. I mean, LeRon's with the Trailblazers organization.
Chioza would be a good point guard.
Yeah, like.
Good point guard.
I think we could get him.
But we need the problem was always these guys never practice together. They're
right.
not together.
Right.
And that's the issue with some of these TBT teams. They take it that seriously.
Yeah.
They're together for parts of the year. They're playing together in other events.
Yeah.
So we don't have that glue.
No.
When you're just throwing it together.
Remember
like
the TBT I remember watching last year. It was like a lot of fun. It was when Kentucky played Louisville, remember? Mm-hmm. At I think it was the Yum Center. And it was like, they got into a fight afterwards.
No, it was legit because Chris Jones was in it.
Y'all know damn well y'all too old to be doing this.
Was Russ still playing?
I think Russ might have been out there. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I remember Willie Cauley-Stein. Remember him.
I thought Chris Jones was playing
for Louisville.
I
think Chris Jones was out there. Yeah, because Chris Jones was in the middle of it.
He was the one talking this stuff.
Yeah, he was in the – yeah.
Or one of them.
Yeah, he definitely was out there. I know Chris Jones for a fact. Willie Cauley-Stein for a fact. I don't really remember a ton else, but I remember like those two were in the middle of it.
I would like to do that with us and Cincy.
Okay.
And get Nick and some of those guys, you know, Nick's too old, but getting some of those, I don't know, maybe that rival is too old. Maybe the fire is gone.
You got to do the Memphis versus Tennessee TBT, man.
Maybe that's the better one.
We got to do that one.
And get Chisholm and Willie.
Yeah.
Dane, when Dane's probably a little old now.
Everybody's so old. Go get Grant Williams. He's in the NBA, I guess.
Schofield.
Yeah. Yep. Get Schofield. He'll do it.
Lester's probably available.
Yep. We got options.
Lomax.
Will Barton now. Will Barton played Tennessee, didn't he?
Yeah. Did he?
I think there's 1 year.
Where would that have been?
Yeah. Well, he was here for 2 years.
I know. I'm saying, where would that game have been? I know Jaren and them beat Tennessee.
Would it have been that 11-12 year?
If they played.
Because didn't that Will Barton team lose to Michigan, and then they played Tennessee in the event?
It was Tennessee in the event. That's where Maui.
Yeah.
Maui's where they played Tennessee. You're correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
right. Yeah.
Maimon.
It was Maimon.
Yeah. It was like
a 2-0
time, overtime game or something like that. Crazy game. Yeah. I mean, listen, I wish those guys the best. I don't ever root against, you know, a Memphis team. It's nice to have some Memphis representatives. When I saw the names, I was like, I was not expecting, these players.
Well, it's incomplete. We got more. We got more on the way, John.
All right, got Grizzlies activity still waiting on. Got TBT, Team 901 activity we're waiting on. So I do think, like, just based on what I'm seeing, though, right now, this is an auto fade. I would be betting against Team 901.
It's so early.
They be posting numbers for these games, bro.
Definitely get Lomax and Diedrich. I don't know why
we need
guys
more.
Play hard.
Let's see what's coming up.
They care.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll come back. Jason Fitz will join us. We'll talk to him about the NBA championship, little NFL, college sports, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, I'm trying to FM ESPN. All right, a couple of things. Aaron Rodgers did his, I don't know, is it still weekly? I don't know if it's weekly.
If it's not, it certainly feels like it is, but maybe off season they're just checking in. Maybe it's not.
Yeah.
But I just watched him doing it just with the sound down, and I saw the news came out.
Yeah, so he said in a development that will not be that surprising, but he said that he's pretty sure that the 2025 season will be his last NFL season. He said, yep, I'm pretty sure this is it. That's why we just did a one-year deal. Steelers didn't need to put any extra years on that or anything, so this was really about finishing with a lot of love and fun and peace for the career that I've had. I played 20 freaking years. It's been the long run. I've enjoyed it, and no better place to finish than in one of the cornerstone franchises of the NFL with Mike Tomlin and a great group of leadership and great guys in the city that expects you to win. He's 41 years old. Tom got to 45, which is amazing. I mean, can you imagine?
I just saw him with his shirt off next to Kevin Hart. It still looks good.
Can you imagine, Rodgers playing four more seasons? Like, there's no way.
No, remember he's got Achilles too, right? Wasn't Achilles. Yeah, what did Tom get that one year? ACL and, yeah. And how many years wasn't that midway through the career? It wasn't nearly.
No, it was
Achilles
exactly.
Was
it was like it was like 2011
much
or something. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, he was still
still a young man.
That was 2008.
Early.
It was 2008, so he was even earlier than that. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, young enough. That would have been what 17 years ago. So he'd have been 30.
Still young.
You know. I think at that time, if you'd have said you're going to play, 15 more years, you'd have said no damn way. But yeah, I just go show you the marvel that Tom Brady was, is that this man was still a Pro Bowler in 2021. I mean, at the age of, 44 years old.
No, I mean, that's where it usually ends. And that's why should be ending for Aaron Rodgers.
That's right.
And frankly, it's the team that's doing this with him, that's playing this little game with him, that surprises me because, as I said, And Aaron's making it clear this is for 1 year. Well, Mike Tomlin, these years matter, particularly where you are in your career with Pittsburgh. Mm-hmm. You know, and so is it you're cool with this? I mean, so you're not developing a quarterback clearly in bringing in an Aaron, but you're also, this is not a plan for the future because it's for 1 year.
Yep.
And so this ain't going to get you anywhere. And as I said, what do the other vets in the locker room that are serious trying to win a Super Bowl, what do they think about this? Because if you're not building toward it and not going to win it that year, you're just wasting time. And so I'm just surprised that Tomlin's willing to do this. Maybe they're so backed into a corner. Maybe the quarterback play's been so bad they botched it since Roethlisberger. You didn't have a plan for Pickett. If he was the guy, maybe you were never going to be. And Tomlin's just pushed into this space where he has to play what feels like a desperate game, but I just never thought I would see it come to this.
No, I got to tell you, I agree. I mean, you felt like this could have been...
Not under his leadership.
Yeah, but you're right.
Maybe this is also kind of marks the end of that as well. I don't know. You know, you're doing one-year deals, and this is not, as I said, a plan for the future. Here's the deal. You can't tank with Aaron Rodgers.
No, no way.
So that was the thing. If you're just tanking for next year's draft,
right.
Well, then you don't bring in Aaron Rodgers. You just start Mason Rudolph, John. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is in the middle. This is stupid. This doesn't look like a real plan.
Well, they feel like, all right, we went out and we got DK Metcalf. We have the defense. Now we have a Hall of Fame quarterback. We feel like we can get it. We feel like we can do it. And obviously, we disagree with that because we don't think Aaron Rodgers has much left in the tank. But you know, Mike Tomlin is so old school, bro, where he holds those guys in such reverence where it's like he's late to change, bro. He's slow to change. You know, it takes him forever. I mean, he held on to Big Ben like probably 4 years too long.
What I'm saying, So you and I know they're not winning a Super Bowl, and Mike Tomlin knows that. And even making the playoffs is going to worsen your draft pick and your ability to get the next guy you need.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the plan.
I mean, I don't know.
I think they'd be better off.
I think there's definitely some delusion going on. That's the only way I could explain it. Because Tomlin's got to be telling himself he's in a bad situation with the Jets. I'm going to coach him up. I'm going to get the most out of him. I respect him.
I'm sure.
He respects me. But it's delusions of grandeur is all that is. I mean, that's the only way you can explain it, is that you think it's going to be this 2010 era of Aaron Rodgers you're getting, and it's going to be a guy who's 41 who knows this is it and is playing out the string probably.
My question is he going to be good enough that you sign him to another one-year deal next year?
No.
Then you are wasting time.
No. I mean, and even Rodgers is saying that now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Then you're wasting time.
Right.
Because you're not getting a higher pick in the draft.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
And you wonder, like, is this going all in tank?
I mean, so maybe it's the end for Tomlin too.
Man, Mike Tomlin is only 53.
And so it needs to probably needs to be the end for him in Pittsburgh, but not the end of his NFL career.
Dude, I mean, he could coach for 15 more years. I mean, that's crazy.
Nah, if I didn't have an offensive genius, I'd say go get him. But
my goodness,
y'all about to see.
He's been the head coach since 2007.
They've only had like three or four.
Was that 18 years? So he got the job when he was 35. That is absolutely amazing.
Hmm.
That is crazy.
And then there's Cower, and then there's what's our boy? Knox?
Yeah.
Or Knoll.
Chuck Knoll. Well, that's another part of it, right? It's like they don't enjoy doing that.
Yeah, they don't.
So Mike Tomlin is the longest tenured coach in the Big Four after the retirement of Pop. Yeah.
Oh.
So, after he, stepped down in May, he became the longest. So, that's kind of nuts, man. I thought Tomlin was way older than 53. I thought he had been like 60.
Oh, Ben barely got any gray in his beard. Yeah. Like a lot of black.
Man, that's nuts. But yeah, he's going to try. He's going to try with it with Aaron and see if it doesn't feel like they're a match from a personality standpoint. And I like Tomlin doesn't feel like a modern, you know, I love him to death. I really do. But he doesn't feel like a modern quarterback coach, you know. That's the struggle. Like he'll coach the hell out of defense. He'll have everybody. He'll play. He'll get that team playing hard. Defense will play well. It's like, you know, is he liberal enough in his offensive thinking? You know, we have not seen that yet.
Yeah.
We have not seen that yet. This is going to be like a very different deal for him, bro. Like he's never had. I mean, even Big Ben. I guess you would say they had some. They aired it out there some years, but it's been a while since they play that style.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering like how will it look when he goes back to it? Because you're gonna have to with Aaron. I mean, how else will it work?
I just hope it means a 1,000-yard season for our man Calvin Austin. Yeah. I can't imagine it's anything less than 800. It has to be a 800 to I'm going 800, 1,200. You know, in that offense, being the number two guy, they haven't brought in anybody. The receivers coach just basically said Calvin's playing the two. So contract year.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers knows how to at least sling the ball around.
Exactly.
Hopefully it can mean something good for Calvin Austin, though it might not for the franchise going forward because, you know, it's not much of a plan.
Yeah, it is not. It is certainly not, but we'll see. And then other Big Four NBA coaching news. The Knicks are interviewing Minnesota Timberwolves assistant Mike Anori. They tried to get Chris Finch, were told no, and are now going to settle for an interview with his assistant, Mike Anori, which would be their third formal interview, Mike Brown, Taylor Jenkins, and now Mike Anori. He's been with the Timberwolves since 2021. He's been with the Pistons, the Nuggets, the Kings, the Raptors. But, I mean, Jason, could you have imagined that when the Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau, they thought it would look this bad?
No, and it seems to be even more of an indication that Dolan is now back involved after initially we joked about it, that he was so concentrating so much on the sphere and trying to get that thing to become some, you know, global attraction, giving everybody to Las Vegas. He was behind the building of it, and it he allowed Leon Rose to go about the management and the business of the Knicks instead of having his hand in there. And it just looks to me that Leon Rose, who was friends with Tibbs, okay, that just looks to me like a guy who had a good plan and now, again, has the Knicks better, as good as they've been since the 90s under Pat Riley, you know, back-to-back 50-win seasons, a guy who had a plan, all of a sudden doesn't have one, you know? A guy who was in there with Tibbs and trusted him all this time, now he doesn't have – that doesn't seem, you know, plausible. Leon Rose was doing a good job. What seems to be the case is that Dolan has come back in and gotten his hands back in it, says, I don't want Tibbs.
Right.
And now you're in a situation where, yeah, you've gotten no permission on all these sitting head coaches, gotten a bunch of no's, and you're having to go to backups. It's not a good look, particularly at a time where, as we said it this morning, your job is the value of it's going up by the day because the East is getting easier.
Yep.
Indiana, Halliburton going down. That makes it easier for you.
There's a runway.
We just talked about the Celtics. Watch, they just moved on from Drew Holiday because what? They don't think they can win the title on a $500 million, $600 million payroll. And so, I mean, you should have had, you know, there's a bunch of guys that I imagine are really interested in the Knicks right now because you probably got, other than the Cavs, you got a nice little road to the Eastern Conference Finals and certainly maybe to the Finals.
So, yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. That looks to me like Dolan has gotten involved again, and you don't want Dolan in the business of the management of the Knicks. You want Dolan just owning the Knicks and letting the basketball people do it, do the basketball stuff.
Yep.
But they seem to be in a, you know, I don't know, man. You can still get a good coach, but what you're going to do is downgrade.
Yep.
Tibbs was experienced. He was a veteran coach. The league trusted him for the most part. Did he make mistakes in the series against Indiana? Sure.
Yep.
Played his guys too long. He adjusted. It came late. Still respected coach. Had the Knicks back relevant. Deepest runs we've seen since the 90s. And you're going to go to a coach that's never coached before? You know, you're going to go to somebody that's never been a head coach?
It seems foolish. All of it seems extremely foolish.
I mean, we were saying Taylor Jenkins. Well, Taylor's he's only won one playoff series. Well, still he's got more experience than this Minnesota assistant.
Yep.
At least he's done the job. How do you convince Jalen Brunson and these guys that this guy knows is going to be the one that does it better than Tibbs?
Right.
Pushes y'all the next step. How do you do that? How do you convince your roster of that?
No, I agree.
Looks like they took the power out of Leon's hands. Could be wrong. Maybe this is Leon made a knee-jerk reaction, fire to it. Just doesn't – it reeks of ownership getting involved.
Yes. Yes, it does. And that particular owner is not
– Not the one you want involved.
Exactly right. Like, stop any New Yorker, ask word association, James Dolan, to say, James Dolan, piece of – you know, like, that's how they think about him. All right, we'll come back, wrap this up here on a Tuesday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Yeah. Going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers, it's the Summer of 1000 Engagement Sale where you can save up to 40%. 40% off during the Robert Irwin Jewelers Summer 1000 Engagement Sale. Plus, for a limited time, you can get a free Yeti Tundra Cooler with your purchase. Spend $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra Cooler. How are you going to throw it in? Throw it in the package, that Yeti Tundra Cooler. You spend $24.99 or more. You always get the peace of mind. With the meant-to-be guarantee at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You buy your loose diamond, custom-made engagement ring. You got 365 days to bring it back. Get out there today.
They will save you money in what is a very important purchase. I overspent on my wife's engagement ring. Still hate it to this day that I went to a big box store, didn't go to Howie. I didn't know. I hadn't been educated like we're trying to educate you guys. You're going to make this big decision. Make sure you're paying the right price and save money. The lowest price on GIA certified natural diamonds in the Mid-South. No better time than right now to hit them during the Summer of 1000 Engagement Sale. Again, save up to 40%, and with a purchase of $24.99 or more, $2,499 more, you get that free Yeti Tundra Cooler that John's been telling you about. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers, especially right now during the Summer of 1000 Engagement Sale. Visit any of their 5 locations, 3 here locally, or shop online at rijewelers.com.
All right, this is a show that is a service to people, right? We're not just a sports show. We're a news show. We can tell you that the National Weather Service says today, June 24th, is the hottest day of the year so far, with heat indexes expected to reach up to 107.
Folks be looking at you crazy when you're out and about with a hoodie. I know I get it all the time. I say, I work in a meat locker.
Yeah.
We're just used to it.
That's
but
right.
Yes, we could fall out if we would, you know, if we exerted ourselves in this heat right now.
That's right. Is that the music?
That's the music, bro.
Are we?
Yeah.
It's a little early. Okay.
Oh, I hit the wrong. It's the wrong time. It's not 1:55. I thought it was 1:50. It's 1:55. That's my bad.
Okay. Yeah.
I totally messed up.
No, it's all good. Hey, if you want us to get out of here, I'll throw it. You know.
No, I don't know why I did that. I totally misread the time. You guys got another 5 minutes.
It's like the first day.
And we're gonna use it to again inform people. You know, hey, make sure your thermostat's on 85 to conserve energy.
Thank you for giving it to us, John. Sorry about that.
Is that what you put yours on?
Oh no, hell no. It's gonna be on. I mean,
85. That's
I'm not gonna say what it's on because I'm gonna conserve energy. You know what I mean? I think they say, like, keep it on 78, honestly, is what they say. Keep it on 78.
That's too high.
Yeah, well, 78, it's not doable. I have children. Like, I can't, you know what I mean? No chance. No chance. Even if I didn't have children, no chance. But especially because I have kids. It's insanely hot. MLGW is asking you to raise your thermostat, turn off any unnecessary lights, postpone doing the dishes and laundry. And if you do drive, I know, Jace, you got that EV. Charge that EV at night. Don't do it during the day.
I have what?
The EV, the electric car.
Yeah.
So.
You know I don't have that.
Stay inside if you can.
That's what
I mean. 107 heat index in June is nuts. Like, what's it going to be in August?
Bro, where are you?
125.
Where did you grow up at? It's just the first of many.
You did say summer only started 2 days ago, June 22nd.
You did see that, like, baseball players are falling out. It's that hot around the country.
That's insane.
During the games, they're just falling down.
Rest in peace, baseball.
Now that you're a parent, you're more aware of these things.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And watch out.
Dude, when I took Donald for a walk today, this man was like, he was just squirming. He was not comfortable.
See?
Yeah.
Those are the signs?
Yes. That is 9 a.m.
And you notice those as a parent more. Yeah. When it was you, you're just running around a little toddler all wet behind your ear. Sweating everywhere.
I mean, it's good.
Probably dehydrated.
It's good. I love it.
Just snot coming out your nose. You think that's just normal.
I think it's just like,
but
you
know. No, that's the summer heat in Memphis.
Yeah.
And you be careful. You be careful with the walks on Dom.
No doubt. We will not be going today. We won't go for
you
a round
do too
two.
Many. I hear about too much sweat, and you know I've got the number to protect the service.
That's exactly right.
You're a
no,
good dad.
They will stay in the house. And I would recommend everybody else do the same. Everybody else do the same.
Stay in.
As we get ready for the NBA draft tomorrow. Harrington, speaking of which, did have a piece up at Daily Memphian that he posted about an hour or two ago where he and Drew Hill talked about players that they would consider targeting there.
Yes.
Carter Bryant is one he likes, but he won't be there at 16. He's going to be, you know, top 11, it feels like. He mentions Colin Murray Boyles, who I'm not a huge fan of. He's undersized, like front court undersized guy. I'm not into it. He mentions Cedric Coward, who is in that 14 to 16 range.
That's your man.
If he's there at 16 and you're insisting on keeping the pick,
John says nab him.
I
think we're going to take that as the position of the show, John.
What about
we're going to take that as the show position?
Neek Clifford?
No,
I don't. I agree. I don't
deal
the
in
college.
We saw it, Roddy.
It's fair. That's very fair. Don't go back down that path. Colorado State doesn't produce pros; they produce good college players.
Right.
That's not do. And dude, Roddy was like a quarterback. He was like everything. He was Drew Hill was writing about him playing all. You know, he was an NFL quarterback basically, and he still couldn't hack it in the NBA.
Tigers made him look good.
Give me the guy that was a D3 dude that exploded that was going to Duke. All right. I trust Shire's evaluation here. And you know, Zach Klein probably call Shire, you know, hey, what's the story?
Yeah.
Coward will be the pick if he's there at 16. I would bet a lot of money on that.
Again, I'm fine with using the 16 pick and keeping the young player so long as you're shipping Cole Anthony and another pick or whatever it's going to take to get a $20,000 slot open.
Yeah.
Get a vet in here to address the three of the five.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. He mentions Thomas Sorber, who I loved at Georgetown. The problem is he's just so young. He is so young. You are going to have to let that cake bake for years.
We ain't got that kind of time.
So, and it's a center. Like, you just drafted a center.
You know, Jaw's aging in like dog years.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Like, you know, I don't think that repetition makes any sense. But there are some intriguing players that they may have a chance to get at 16. We shall see. There are guys that I like. There are guys that I don't like. But we'll see. Walter Clayton Jr. would intrigue me. You know, he's a winner. He's a champ. You don't necessarily need that position, but.
Yeah, but by Pip.
That's true. But Walter Clayton Jr. has drawn.
He's a leader.
I didn't do it, but has drawn Steph comparisons in terms of late riser. Not me, though. I have not said it. But he was a bucket getter for Florida, and he was a champ. There's a big gap between that and Steph. Anyway, we'll all be breaking it down tomorrow on the show on draft day. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Jessica Mintz for joining us on the show. Jeffrey and company are up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.